Hi, and welcome to Soul Level Whole. Dr. Kaylin here. Kaylin, whatever we want to call me. I would like to talk to you about the change that you want. I'm going to walk you through how I started to think about this, and we'll see where the conversation goes. Let's go something like this. First, I'm on a Facebook page. Somebody asks a question or says something like, "What are you letting go of?" Right now it's a full moon, so people are writing about what they're letting go of. It's primarily a group of thousands of women, and I'm reading the things that women say. And they're the same things that women come to me and say. You know, they want to overcome fears, they want to let go of toxic things, they want to move past whatever blocks that they feel, they want to release shame and fear. They are letting go of what feels like is in the way of them being their highest and their greatest and their best. So do you relate to that? It really got me thinking then, I'm changing positions, hang on. It really got me thinking then about all the people that we see. Let me say it like this. The next thought I had was, let's think about the people that we see perhaps on social media or wherever we are exposed to advertisements and things that people are selling that tell us they will help us change. A lot of times we're being sold an idea of what it is that we think that we want. So let's go back to that example. You have a woman who feels really insecure and she wants more confidence. She wants more confidence so she can have a better life. And really in that better life, she wants, say, a change in her career, more money, relationship, whatever. This is like such a common thing, right? This is like huge around the things that I work with people around. And that woman then is scrolling around on Instagram, for instance, and she sees another woman who is radiant and in this beautiful location. And this person is telling her, "I can help you manifest what you want." Wow. Okay, cool. I'm going to follow this woman. This is so common, right? We see people that have what we think that we want, and whether that's confidence or something very tangible, like something financial or a relationship or a business strategy, and like, oh, okay, cool. Like this is going to help me create that change. But if we look at what people are actually saying, when you ask them, what do you want to let go of? When we ask that question, we're actually shining a light directly on what that person really needs help with. So all day long, you can ask somebody, what do you want? And what are you calling in? And what do you want to manifest? And what would make you happier? And they're going to tell you all kinds of things that are really true for who they are and what they want. And then ideas of what they think that they want, because they're not entirely sure. And it just seems like that's it. So a lot of times people will say, I want to be a millionaire. I want to make a lot more money. I want my soulmate in my life. There are these things that, I'm not saying you can't have those things. I think you can have it all. Like, I'm here for whatever you want. That's not really the point. The point is that there's a very backwards or slightly underhanded or really misaligned way of us being guided to create change that really doesn't work and doesn't serve. So it's awesome to see people that are in positions that looks like they're happy, they're successful, they're confident, they're abundant, they're living the life maybe that you want, they have the relationships that you want. Like, I'll tell you in a moment where all this actually came from. But if you ask people what they're struggling with, what they want to let go of, what they need help with, it's not necessarily making the money. It's healing the parts inside of them that, on some level, this is one example, it's healing the parts inside of them that are not allowing them to create the changes that need to take place in order to experience what they want, whether that's financial or otherwise. You see the difference? So I get kind of, this has been coming into my mind a lot. I don't know what the feeling would be. It's definitely a jolt And maybe it doesn't matter what the feeling for me is when I think about this. I get kind of frustrated. I get slightly protective because I work with these women all the time. I have for a long time. Also one of these women myself, that we want to experience positive change in our lives. We want to be increasingly better versions of who we truly are, not changing ourselves in a negative way, a misaligned way, an untrue way, but becoming more of what we feel like is us. And then experiencing change, whether we initiated it or it happened to us, that helps us become more and more of that. And yet in the three-dimensional world, it might look like something material or something tangible. You know, it could look like somebody buys their dream home or they have a success in their business or whatever. But what's really taking place is that, ideally, they are shifting in ways that support them, healing in ways that support them, having breakthroughs in ways that support them in a very authentic transformation that never ends. An evolution is the word I'd rather use. That then naturally results in the external reality that they're living in changing for the better as well. So when we think about maybe somebody selling you an idea of the change that you want, I can help you, blah, 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 insert desire here. They're selling you a desire. Whether it's in a book or an ad or just in like an idea that you have, that you've seen out in the world. We'll just say you're being sold this idea of a desire that you want. You could even just see a couple walking down the street and think, oh my God, and they look super happy. And you're like, oh my God, I want that so bad. Like, that's the desire. But what I've discovered is that for all these women that I see, maybe in this post today, you know, however many women responded to what they're letting go of, that to me is the real support that they need in order to create what they want in their lives. They're expressing fear or shame or frustration or anger. Notice how these are all emotions as well. They're mind related. They're emotionally related because we are minds and emotions and energy. That's what we are. We're obviously a lot more than that. I'm just simplifying it, but I could go on a whole fucking tangent about what we are energetically. But my point is that the change takes place on an emotional level, a psychological level, a neurological level, a consciousness level, an energy level, an emotion. That's where the change really needs to take place. So if somebody's like, here's this strategy to do this thing, here are my steps to do this thing, here's how I help people manifest more money. Yes, of course. Like, in that, there is going to be something that supports you and helps you. But when we're in the business of change, which is what I am in, I help people create the right changes for them. I have an example coming to mind. I'll give it to you in a second. We really need to honor the actual thing that needs to change. And it has to be true to that person. Otherwise, it's misaligned change. It's forced. It's from ego. It's from control. It's not natural. So two pieces. Let's see if I remember them. The one I said I'd come back to is that I was using the Headspace app, and he started off in the when meditation talking about how we compare ourselves to others. And this is what I wrote down. He said, in comparison, we're changing the way that we are to be like another person. And I spent like the last hour thinking about this. I haven't even gotten to the meditation yet because I just listened to the same 1 minute over and over again. Because this is the problem that I'm talking about. Change can be positive. Change can be for the best. Change can be the evolution that we need. But a lot of times I think we're going about change maybe not from the correct standpoint for us. And that's what I help people with, is the right change for them. I was thinking like, man, I get to be like this master of change, this master of transformation, this not really a master. I don't know what that means, but that's what comes to mind. Do we ever master anything? I think maybe even when we're that quote unquote master, it's because we're such a student and we always feel like such a beginner, you know? But anyway, creating change, alchemizing, changing from one thing to the other. Change is really about something becoming different. If you really look up the definition of change, I found words like alteration, transformation, new direction, transition, a loss of identity to become something else. So that can serve us massively. Yep, right? Like that is our evolution. We say like, oh, I'm going through a huge transformation right now. We're really saying like, who I know myself to be is changing. So yes, we do want to change, of course. But when he described it as changing the way we are to be like someone or something else, do you see how sometimes that can be really misaligned? We could also say we're going after change in a way that's not really true to us. We're going after the change that we think we want, but it's not necessarily what is true. And here's the example I thought of. Say somebody comes to me, say somebody exists, there's a person, right? And they say, I have headaches or digestive problems, and I'm struggling with my sleep, and I'm really fatigued. And I want this to change. Now, keep in mind, people come to me with maybe that, but also really big things that they want support around in terms of their whole lives. So we look at the physical piece, but we also look at the, you know, their business, their relationships, their income, their thought patterns, like all of it, everything. We look at everything. But I want to reduce it just to this one thing so you can see this tie that I'm making. So you have some physical issue, right? Some physical complaint, and you've been trying to heal it for quite some time, say even years. You say, I want to change this. If we work on a physical level and only a physical level, the likelihood of that changing, if we just say, let's just keep pushing on this pain, for instance, it doesn't necessarily work. It's the same as if you are taking supplements or medications and you want something to heal. In some cases, it works fully. Most of the time, it does not work fully and completely. Why is that? Because there's a greater change that needs to take place. And the change that I'm talking about is, say somebody comes to me and tells me those things. There's usually something they're really struggling with, something that feels chaotic, something that feels stuck, whatever. I will look at that maybe isolated symptom that they're describing, say it's just pain in the body. The change that actually needs to happen in order for that to resolve goes across the whole of their lives. And one of the things I will help them with is say, okay, well, let's really look at this and see where this is actually coming from. Truly, on the deepest level possible. And you know what I always find? It comes down to some way that they are thinking, feeling, and being that is old, conditioned, and not self. So it could be like, hey, it's actually your work ethic altogether. It's how you are working yourself into the ground because you were conditioned to be that way because you're afraid that if you don't, you're going to fail because you don't know how to have pride in yourself and feel good about yourself unless you're working yourself to the bone. But then as you work yourself to the bone, you're creating all kinds of dysregulation internally. And so you have this pain. And that's a symbolic example of how we may go about trying to create change in our lives. That we really do want. We want to feel better. We want to achieve more. We want to be successful. We want to be happier. We want all of these things. But the way to go about that change is usually on a level, truly, with everybody I've ever met and worked with, I don't care what it is, we have to go to the very underneath of it. And that's deep within you. And then, so with this person, say we do want to work on work ethic, how they work, where that drive is coming from. It's all subconscious. And so what starts to happen? Their body starts to chirp at them. Like, hey, we have pushed way too far for way too long, and now this is not working anymore. And that's usually when people seek the most support. So it could be like, oh, this person is filing for bankruptcy, or this person is in a lot of pain, or this person can't stand being in their marriage anymore, or their business is just not going where they need it to go and they need help. Like, they have tried it all and now they need the right change for them and they can't figure out what it is. But they feel the pain or the stress or the struggle around it in their lives in some way. Now, obviously, we can also seek and lean into and embrace change on an ongoing level that's not painful just by being here, you know, and meditating and loving and expanding and breathing and moving our bodies. Like, we can allow for change at all times. Yes. But I today was reflecting on, particularly because I have a care and a love for the people that I work with and I support. And I know for each one of those, there are millions more that are just like them. So when I see them posting in groups about who they are, how they feel, and what they want, what I really see is their struggle. And then I think about the things that they might then go about buying or doing or trying to try to create positive change in their lives. And it's not always, or maybe often, the thing that is really going to help them. And then it, you know, frustrates me because I want them to have what they want. I want them to heal. I want them, this is a good, I'm coming into a really good idea too. This might help you. I want them to have the thing they actually want, the breakthrough they actually need, which is very self and soul and personal to you, in order to have better life experiences. This is something I was thinking about. Maybe we can leave it here. Let's call change the verb, the evolution, the movement, the action. Change is the thing, the verb in the sentence of what you want. So let's go back to my early examples. Somebody says, I want to change my fear, or I want to change my shame, or I want to change my relationship, or I want to change, like, just think about this for yourself. Where do you want to experience change? And let's call change in the middle of that sentence. If there are three parts of the sentence, the first part is you. This is like, you know, grammar 101, English 101. That's you, there's the verb, and then there's the thing. Put that sentence together for yourself. What do you want to change? Even when we ask that, we have to make sure we're not going against self. Like, we're not coming from a self-abandoning place, a negative place about self, about who you are. Meaning, like, I want to change this because I hate myself, or I want to change this because I don't feel like I'm good enough, or I want this because, you know what I mean? Like, we're going against ourselves in some way. It's more like, I want improvement in this way. Now, if we take the word change and decide that that's just that verb that holds that position, in a general sense, we have to define the change that we're actually looking for. And I think this is one of the strongest places that I work with people, because I can help you see what that would be. So that's why I want to walk through this. Let's put fear in there. So I want to change my fear. What's the actual thing that needs to take place with that fear? Let's grab some other verbs. I want to embrace it. I want to soften it. I want to release it. I want to heal it. I want to transform it. I want to break it down. What do I want to do with this fear? It's different. It's different than just, I want to change this. I want to change my income. Let's do something super. I have two things people usually want is like money, relationship, whatever. So I want to change my income. What do you mean you want to change it? I want to increase it. I want to, let's move the sentence around. I want to feel better about the money that I receive. I want to feel better about money. I want to allow more for myself. We start to break this sentence down. The things that we think that we want change around are actually a lot more profound usually than we maybe originally thought. So, and then the other one I was going to do is relationships, right? Like, I want to change my relationship status. I want to have a better relationship. I want to call in a better relationship. I want to leave my relationship. I want to understand my relationship. What is the change that we actually want? If we're not necessarily clear on the changes that need to take place, then we can spend a lot of time spinning our wheels or investing in things or trying things or being misguided and even taken advantage of. And this is where I get really irritated, you know, for people. Like, you know, they try all these things, they do all these things, and it's not necessarily working for them, and it's not their fault. It's just that when we are seeking change, when we want something, we can become vulnerable to or naive around or even taken advantage of because we are, I know that wasn't a full sentence, but you know what I mean, because we really desire something. So I fully believe that you get to have the things that you want. I don't really have any doubts around that. I think some of the things that we want are coming from fear and lack and inauthenticity. Not that we mean for them to, but it's just, it's coming from some backwards subconscious yearning or emptiness or whatever. And we have to like really straighten that shit out because we don't want to be going after things that are a little backwards for us or not really true for us. So we have to clean that up. But then to really address what everybody I see and probably you and everybody that we know needs, it's on an emotional and a psychological and a mental level. All of it, all the time. There are some very literal shifts that we need to make, of course. So if it's about money, yes, we got to think about budgeting and we have to think about strategizing and we have to think about, you know, how things are balancing out. Yes. Yes. And if we're thinking about relationships, of course, like we could put ourselves in, you know, different positions like networking or dating or whatever so we can, you know, find relationships. Sure. And if it's about business, yeah, of course, we need the proper structures in place that support our business. Yes. It's not that simple, though, is it? If anybody's run a business, you know it's not that simple. Because there's more to it. I don't know. There's all of you. There's your entire psychology. There's everything you think, feel. It's like, it's all of it. We know that about dating. You try to like get on an app. You know, you feel some feelings. You go through some shit. There's some stuff to unpack there. You want a budget. But then you have a fucking panic attack when you look at your bank account. Because it's emotional. Because it's psychological. Because it's deep. We are not robots. We are complex. And anybody that I've talked to and I work with, I always say it like, you have your external reality and I want to help you improve that, of course. I want to help you create the changes that you want. And they're here and they're available and they might be easier than we even think. But the way to create that change is internal. It comes from within you. And the more that we help you embrace, accept, love, feel into, trust, listen to, heal, honor you. You at the depths, you at the utmost of truth. Then the external or the strategy or anything you go to do will move differently. But what we tend to try to do is just look at it from that three-dimensional level or that external level. I don't play chess. I don't know anything about it, but it makes me think about chess. Like, let's move these pieces around and try to get a result. But that only carries us so far. My point and purpose is like, let's help you tap back into the power that you are, the clarity that's naturally yours, the intuition that you can live by. We got to tune out a lot of bullshit and a lot of noise in order to do that. And we have to heal some shit inside of ourselves that doesn't want us to like do it, to feel it, to be it. But this whole changing the way we are to be like somebody else, that first sentence that sent me off into the last hour and a half reflecting on the nature of change. That's that path of working with the external and from the external, our external environments, people, places, things, you know, PPT, I say this sometimes, working with all of that in order to help ourselves feel better, to create change, to create what we want in our lives. That's not where your power is. And the crazy thing is that when I work with people, it's always that same pattern, right? Like there's the external pieces that we're looking at, they're the people in their lives, all of this external stuff. And then there's them. And then there's that space in between. There's them, there's that space in between, and then there's the external. And in order to affect the external, we have to work with that space in between, like how they show up to their lives, like all of that. But in order to work with that space in between them and everything external to them, we have to work with them. But in order to work with them, we have to really cut through a lot of, let's just call it subconscious or conditioned or just really layered things, thoughts, feelings, programming, noise, faulty ways of seeing themselves. I basically at this point just call it lies, things that are not true or that just need some reworking and some healing so that they can hear, be, love. Live from, move from the truth of who they are. So these are some thoughts about change. I wonder what you think about it. It's not me saying, hey, listen to this and I will help you attract your soulmate. But if I said that and I didn't say any of these things and I just talked about what you want, it would probably inspire you mightily. But would it work? I don't know. What I do know is that if that's what you want or anything else, what I just described to you from what I've come to know so far is the real conversation or one of the real types of conversations we can have around the change that you want. It's all here. It's all possible. Yes. You deserve it all. You're worthy of everything. Yes, it's not, none of that's in question. Are you doing things wrong? Are you fucking everything up? Nope. Is this a confusing life journey? For sure. Is there a lot to consider? Sometimes. Are there things that work? Definitely. But all that matters, really, in my opinion, is the changes that are most true for you. And a lot of times, they're the ones we did not see coming. They're the things that we go through that transform us in incredible ways. And I'll leave you with this. And then we're done. Just for a moment, think about change. I'm going to use the cliche, but so good. I love this example of metamorphosis, of holometabolism, I think it's what it's called, right? Where the caterpillar becomes a chrysalis, becomes a butterfly. That is truthful, programmed, divine, and aligned transformation. I was thinking since nature teaches us so much, right? It teaches us the nature of things, the natural ways, the natural laws that if we honor and live by, we can stay in great alignment as well. The caterpillar is going to change. Is the caterpillar, while it's munching on the leaf, looking at other caterpillars, or bees, or frogs, and I don't know, there's so many goofy ways I can take this, but what's it up to? Is it comparing itself to all those things? Is it yearning for the types of things that we tend to yearn for? Or is it living in alignment as a caterpillar, eating the nutrients that it needs in order to undergo the greatest transformation of its life? It's living in alignment. Now, is it also on a level of just consciousness as a life, as life itself, because we are life itself? Is it processing a lot of information that's going to support it in its ongoing evolution? So, you know, this is how evolution takes place, right? I'm almost done this example, but it really does serve to think about it. It helps us live, I think, in greater harmony and alignment and truth. Things evolve because they learned over time that they needed to in order to be their highest, their greatest, their best, their most thriving expression of itself. So the caterpillar is probably definitely doing that just instinctually and naturally, right? If you think about evolution over time, like the leaves that insects eat over time evolve to be less able to be eaten because they need to thrive as well. So it's natural intelligence within us to evolve in ways that are best for us as individuals, as a species, all of it. That's just naturally encoded. We don't have to work hard at that. It's just happening at all times. The ego is the piece that gets in the way, right, on some level, and is making us think and feel and believe in ways that are not true for self and are not in our greatest alignment. And that's okay because it's a teacher. It's there for a reason, but it's not necessarily serving our greatest evolution to live from that state. So yes, the caterpillar munching on the leaves, doing its caterpillar things, is brilliant and is in alignment and is definitely like perceiving information that's going to help it in its ongoing evolution from butterfly to starting the life cycle all over again. That, to me, is a beautiful representation of aligned change and evolution, where it's doing its thing. It's not thinking about, oh, I want to become this bee. How do I become a bee? Or, oh, let me look around at all this external stuff and think about like what I need to do, shift and change in order to become something else. It's not pining. It's not striving. Like when I was in Sedona a couple years ago, I know a lot of us have talked about this and made this joke because I got really enamored with birds. I watched birds for like 2 weeks when I was on a sabbatical in Sedona. They were just outside my window. And I just noticed them all the time. And I thought, man, birds are in such alignment. They do not strive. They do bird things. When it's raining, they go into the bushes. When it's not, they come back out. Like when I walk by, they all fly away. Quail in particular were really like moving to me. They're doing bird things, you know? They're not striving. They're not outside of themselves. They're not trying to get their PhD, right? As far as I know, maybe they are. We don't really know, right? Birds could have a whole other world that we're not aware of. But they teach us what it is to live in alignment. And from living in that space, the change that is right and meant for you begins to happen or is always happening. And so we can take a greater breath and like relax into our life experience and then decide or move from or feel into the right changes for us and allow them to take place. And thinking back to that example of metamorphosis, I mean, that's the greatest change there is, right? And we are going through that all the time. all the time we're going through some level of beginning, middle, ending, and beginning again. It's happening to you naturally. And this conversation, from my vantage point, was about honoring you and how you're thinking and feeling and what's really going on for you and how that's what actually needs help and support or whatever it needs. And that the external things that you desire, of course, I'm here for. Let's all support it. All of us want you to have what you want. But the way of going about it might be... The way of going about it is really about honoring you and not trying to be different, but allowing yourself to become different over time by honoring who you are. So, slightly philosophical conversation, yes, but general enough that we can talk about all kinds of people from all different perspectives and all different like lenses and angles. But really hitting on the thing that I see all the time and that I'm assuming you relate to, which is that this is so much more about how we're thinking and feeling than it is about how do I get this thing? How do I change these things? And really the last thing is that it's not about changing yourself into something else. Just, you know, for the sake of it. It's about following that most aligned evolution for you and becoming something different over and over and over again, a succession of different yous. That is for your highest and your greatest good. As always, if this spoke to you, let me know. Come find me. You know where I am. Instagram. All over the internet. And if anything really hit you about it, I'd be curious to know what it was. I hope that this brought you some relief and some other interesting ways of thinking about things. And if none of that, I at least hope that it brought you some sense of validation that your journey is like so many other people's journeys. And it's really about your heart and your soul and the truth of who you are.